The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
This is a sad story. I have no idea how authentic this site is in Iran, and I can't believe it, but I've never heard of it. The book of Esther in the Old Testament is one of my favorite books. I absolutely love the book of Esther. I've taught it many, many times. I have a sermon. I haven't preached it for many years on the book of Esther. Just love the story of Esther and Mordecai and Haman and Haman's 10 sons and all that. I did not know that in Iran there is found the sepulcher, the grave, the tomb of Esther and Mordecai. Had no idea. I never heard of it. And probably the reason I haven't heard of it is because it's in Iran. Well, the sad news is it was burned recently. Here's a quote from a Jewish news source. Disturbing reports from Iran that the tomb of Esther and Mordecai, a holy Jewish site, was set afire overnight. And this was on May 15th. Again, quoting, we hope that the authorities bring the perpetrators of this anti-Semitic act to justice and commit to protecting the holy sites of all religious minorities in Iran. The Jerusalem Post is trying to substantiate the reports. Prior to the arson of the tomb, one Twitter user named Mohammed Mahdi threatened to destroy the holy site on May 14th. And it looks like possibly this individual and the anti-Semitic organization that he represents may have carried it out. Because of the nature of Iran, there have been no reports as to the extent of the damage, who did it, and so forth. It's a long, long, lengthy quote. I won't take time to go into it, but evidently, the tomb of Esther and Mordecai in Iran has been set ablaze, and the Jerusalem Post and other Israeli sources are trying to find out the details, if indeed it's true, and if so, how serious the damage is. Then, since I'm talking about Israel and the Jews and so forth, there is so much, folks. How often do I say the devil lives in the extremes? And it's true in almost every topic, every subject. If you find yourself in one total extreme, you're probably not correct. It even goes to this thing of wearing masks. Okay, I am seeing the extremes. I am seeing a bunch of people, ultra-conservatives, saying, nobody's going to make me wear a mask. It's a thing of freedom, and it's a thing of liberty, and our forefathers fought for freedom, and nobody's going to make me wear a mask. I don't think there's anything constitutional or unconstitutional about a business requiring a business can require almost anything they want. You know, we don't allow anybody in unless you have a green polka dot shirt. Okay, if you want to shop there, you go get a green polka dot shirt. If you don't want to wear a shirt, you go someplace else. Government requirements, that's another topic, and so forth. But I see the extreme anti-face masks, and anybody who wears a face mask is their enemy. I can't believe they're doing that, wearing masks. They don't think. What's the matter with them? Come on. Yeah, come on. People want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. That's fine. But then you have the opposite extreme. If you don't wear a mask, you don't care for other people. You are a selfish, self-absorbed person. I have read it at least 15 to 20 different places on my Facebook post today. Just today. The face mask is not for you. It's to protect other people. And if you cared about other people, you would wear a face mask. And if you don't wear a face mask, that means you don't care about other people. That's an extreme. And boy, Joy and I think it was Saturday. It was hot. It was a beautiful day. It's Saturday. The sun is shining. And we're driving up County Line Road in Westerville, heading over towards the Polaris area. And we pull up behind a minivan. Here is a woman alone in her minivan. Alone. She's got the window down. She's wearing a mask and gloves. I have seen so many people alone in their car, windows up or windows down, alone in their car, all by themselves wearing a mask. What? Why are you wearing a mask when you're alone in your own car? Oh, my goodness. And this woman, she's got gloves on. She's got the window down, and she's got her arm out with her gloves on. And stay away from the extremes. If you want to wear a mask and feel like you're protected and you're protecting other people, cool, that's fine. But there was enough science. And, of course, both sides claim science. Here is an article from, what's the date? Is this today's? Yeah, this is today's Jerusalem Post. Now, the Jerusalem Post is a very respected news source. Headline, Jerusalem Post. Could wearing a mask for long periods be detrimental to your health? Former neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock has highlighted a number of studies linking prolonged mask use to headaches and lowered blood oxygen levels, which can reduce the immune system. In a peer-reviewed article, Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote that the side effects from prolonged wearing of face mask can vary from headaches to increased airway resistance, carbon dioxide accumulation, to hypoxia, all the way to serious life-threatening complications. That's from a former neurosurgeon. He cites numerous studies, and this is being featured in the Jerusalem Post. Then you have all kinds of people posting all kinds of articles. It's scientifically proven that wearing a mask protects you, protects it. Okay. It's like so many other things. You know, global warming. You can find scientists on both sides of the issue. And the bizarre thing about this COVID-19 thing, I read a lengthy article early this morning that basically said there is not one single complete study of the efficiency of masks with COVID-19 because we know so little about it. It is so new that there is not a single scientific study that is conclusive about whether wearing masks helps at all with COVID-19. We know quite a bit about other diseases, viruses, and so on and so on and so forth. So here's my plea again. Stay away from the extremes. Don't judge other people either way. Want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, then don't. Study for yourself. Find the studies that you believe are reputable and do what is best for you and your family. And stop judging people and stop being self-righteous about, I don't wear a mask because I believe in liberty. I wear a mask because I care for other people. Stop it. Stop it. All right. Final break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, we're going to wrap things up. And I almost want to apologize for taking an inordinate amount of time on the whole COVID-19 thing. And yet, not really, because I think that most of the things we've talked about today are important. But for the rest of the week, unless it's something really important and something that I think we need to discuss, I'm going to shy away from the whole COVID-19 thing, because I don't want to be guilty of what I complained about with the evening news, where they're just looking for something about the COVID-19. They feel that they have to spend the entire newscast about COVID-19, and it's mostly worthless stuff that we don't need to know about. So I hope the things we've talked about today are important and essential to discuss. But for the rest of the week, I'm going to do my best to find the other stories that are of vital importance for you and I to talk about. But since this is not tomorrow, let me just give you two stories. If you follow the news, Governor Cuomo of New York is being idolized by the mainstream media. And I mean idolized. All kinds of people are talking about him as a presidential candidate. They are singing his praises. The network news, CNN, nobody is like Andrew Cuomo, and they're carrying his news conferences live. And then on the other hand, there's Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. He has been demonized, he's been marginalized, he's been called names and all kinds of things. It is the treatment of Cuomo and DeSantis are almost polar opposites in the mainstream media as to how they are handling the coronavirus pandemic. Okay? Now, since we as conservatives deal not with emotion and hysteria, but facts, let's look at the death rate per 100,000. Now, everybody knows that Florida has a disproportionate number of old people, right? And it's the older people that are most prone to have difficulties with the COVID-19. Now, there's a lot of old people in New York as well, but Florida is known for their older population. All right, what is the death rate in Florida and New York? All right, the death rate for COVID-19 currently, and let me check the date on this, May 16th, all right, as of May 16th, the death rate in Florida is about 3 per 100,000. 3 per 100,000. That's where Governor DeSantis has been making all these terrible, horrible mistakes. In New York, where Governor Cuomo is walking on water and raising the dead and turning water to wine, the death rate is approximately 27.5 per 100,000. Can I repeat that? Florida, 3 per 100,000. New York, 27.5 per 100,000. So that's approximately 9 times worse. Just throwing that out. And then I'll end with this. There is a gym in southern New Jersey that defied the stay-at-home order by the governor of New Jersey. They announced that this morning. This really is fresh. All right, this morning, 8 a.m., Attilus Gym in Belmar, New Jersey, opened. They announced that they were going to defy the governor's orders, and they opened. 8 a.m. 10:30 a.m., local police officers showed up, and they announced, and I'm quoting, "We are and only were here for everybody's safety today. We plan for the worst and hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today." Formally, this is what they said. "Formally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day and everybody be safe." And the police officers walked away to the cheers of the crowd in the gym. "Formally," this is the police, "formally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe." The police officer said they didn't see anybody acting in an unhealthy way, and they simply left. That's a good story. And I hope you have a good evening. I really do. Be safe, be careful, be balanced, and do not live in fear. All right? But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.